we're back. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley sitting in for Tim Watson, who will be joining you again next week. And as I was listening to that news break, of course, I'm sure the reason that this George Zimmerman's defense attorney feels quite sure that his client will not be charged for shooting this teenager in the head and murdering him is because his father is a judge. And, of course, that means he's a Mason, and we all know that Masons protect Masons. I know that Tim has talked about Masons. That's one area of his investigation as well. In regards to the rabies I was talking about before the break, I want to just also mention a couple other things just so that you're aware. First of all, any vaccine can cause brain damage and create violent behavior. That's very important for you to realize. There's an outstanding book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality. The author is Dr. Harris Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R. And in that amazingly well-documented book, he basically proves it all depends on what part of the brain is damaged, you see, as to what the symptoms end up to be it autism, ADD, Parkinson's, MS, or violence social violence and criminality. So I just want to make that clear. Rabies is the worst, of course, but any vaccine can do that. And if you want to read a really important book, check that out. But let me also say, once again, it's always the big pictures. You know, the video games the young children are playing where they get points for killing people and things of that nature, all of these things are involved in creating the bullies that we're seeing more and more now throughout the country. But two other things about rabies. There's also an oral, quote-unquote, rabies vaccine. That's what they call it, that they're spraying over the countryside, all over this country. It's called Raberol, and what they do is put this live rabies virus into packets that are made out of something that the animals that come across it will want to eat. And they're spraying it all over the countryside. And then, you know, of course, some animals will get rabies from eating this crap. And then they can put it in the paper and say, oh, we had a case of rabies. Go get your pets vaccinated for rabies. And actually, on my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, if you click on the pet section, you can actually read the package insert for the rabies vaccine. It's the only one I've ever seen, although it's true for all vaccines. But in that package insert, they actually admit that the tissues used to grow the viruses being injected into your pets will cause autoimmune disease. They don't tell you it's going to cause rabies because that would be a little bit too obvious. But there it is. It causes autoimmune disease. And, of course, autism is actually something called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis caused by the measles virus. You can read what that is on my website as well. On the vid section, there's actually a page from one of my medical books. And when you read that, you realize they're talking about autism. See, what they do is they change the name. They change the name, they invent a new name, and then they can pretend that it's not this subacute sclerosing panencephalitis caused by the measles virus that they're injecting into your child. That's a live virus vaccine. Totally insane. And this whole idea that, you know, and it amazes me, of course, in medical school, you're so sleep-deprived and nutritionally deprived, you're just kind of sitting there like a zombie, just writing down what you got to learn and spitting it out for exams and doing a mind wipe and then doing it all again when the next topic comes up. But the whole idea that they could tell us that, you know, these germs are bad and therefore we're going to inject them into you and that's somehow going to protect you. I mean, when you really think about how insane that whole thing is, it's as far as I'm concerned in the medical realm, it's the biggest lie that's ever been told. And, of course, it just keeps getting worse and worse all the time. And I like to give solutions as well. What I would do if I was you, instead of vaccinating you or your pets or any critter or person that you love, is to get yourself a colloidal silver generator. If you go to the link section of my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com website, you can find the link for the generator that I use, made by Silver Lungs, because, of course, the Fraudulent Drug Administration has deemed colloidal silver a pesticide. they're trying to take it off the market because there's never been any bacteria, virus, or one-celled parasite tested with silver that it doesn't kill. It doesn't create antibiotic-resistant organisms. It also heals burns and wounds amazingly fast. There's so many uses for it. You can use it to wash your vegetables, all kinds of things. And, of course, if you have your own generator, you can make it for the rest of your life for pennies. And I actually did research on colloidal silver once I found out about it. And it turned out it was in the physician's desk reference. They took it out in the 1980s because as more and more people are finding out about this amazing supplement that you can take to deal with all of these issues, I take it every day. I put it in my pet's water. They drink it every day. It would put Big Pharma out of business in terms of their antibiotic, antiviral, all their other toxic drugs that they're developing, which, of course, are causing super bugs, and then they have to develop more and more toxic bugs to kill the bugs that are made into super bugs by the first antibiotics. And, of course, they're feeding this to the food source animals as well. So even if you know better than to take these things yourself, if you're not getting organic meat, you're basically taking these things without you even knowing it. And this is causing a huge problem. But they never do anything about it. It just keeps getting worse and worse. And this is how you know these corrupt agencies that are supposed to be protecting us are actually doing the exact opposite. I wanted to mention an amazing article that was in my local paper here, the Charlotte Observer, charlotteobserver.com. This was in a paper on September 23rd, 2011, page 3B. And the title of this article is Rabid Cat Adopted from Wake County Animal Shelter Puts Owner in Financial Straits. And this amazing article talks about how this woman adopted a gray tabby kitten, which, of course, had been given the rabies vaccine. It became sick, bit her on the hand, and then died in a vet's office 9 days after coming home from the Wake County Animal Center. Turns out the cat had rabies. Now, how do you think the cat got rabies? From the rabies vaccine. But it doesn't even end there. She had four other pets, two dogs and two cats. She was forced to quarantine them in cages for 6 months. The cost was $2,000 per animal for those quarantines. She stated to the reporter that her pets were covered from one end to the other in feces and urine. That's how good they were taking care of the pets. She actually was forced to leave her job out of stress from all of this happening. Not to mention the fact that since she was bitten, she had to get the rabies shots. Now, of course, this article was printed before she developed any reaction to the rabies vaccine. But just think about how insane that is. They always tell people if you're bitten by a rabid animal to get the rabies vaccine. Well, excuse me, the rabid animal just gave me a vaccine by biting me. So why do I need to get more injected into me? You know, you really need to start asking some of these hard questions of these idiots that are promoting this stuff. But what's totally disgusting in the article is that, well, of course, the shelter that she got the cat from, they refused to cover any of the costs of this terrible thing happening to this woman who has lost her job, you know, has these pets away from her for 6 months that she's paying $2,000 a piece for so they can sit and squalor. And I'm sure being fed garbage because that's what they feed them at these places. The first thing they mention in the article under their rabies prevention tips is to vaccinate all animals and keep the certificate. And when I read this stuff, I'm like, how many people are going to read this article and not pick up the fact that the cat got rabies vaccines and then became rabid? And now they're recommending you to do this to all your pets as well. It's insane, people. It's insane. And how do you spear your animals? Don't take them to the vet. That's what I would do if I was you. Get them some colloidal silver, feed them organic food. They'll be fine. Okay, there's the music again. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Dr. Becca Carley sitting in for Tim Watson. And as I said, please feel free to call in 888-320-6151 from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. Okay, another thing I wanted to mention, because people talk about autism all the time in regards to vaccines, I want to just reinforce and say again that it's not just autism. It's all autoimmune disease. It's hypo and hyperthyroidism. It's insulin-dependent diabetes. The list is endless. But, you know, autism gets the most attention. So there was just an article, and this has been on the mainstream media as well, at the end of March, about how the CDC is now admitting that the autism rate is rising across the United States. And they're saying that it's 1 in 88, basically, children have autism. Now, of course, they're using 2008 data for this, you know, which is very strange. Why are they going back 4 years? Because you can be sure that it's much, much worse at this point. As a matter of fact, as I said, it's not just autism, it's attention deficit disorder, learning disabilities, all of these things. In fact, it's probably more like 1 in 5. But of course, they just don't know what is causing this increase in autism. You know, they're always telling us that they ruled out any vaccine connection, but of course, we know that's a total lie. As a matter of fact, in May of last year on CNN, they actually reported that a new study in South Korea, where Tim was living for some time, had determined that 1 in 38 children there has some form of autism. And, of course, what do these minions come up with? Well, you know, they're basically saying that it's probably because the children are being checked more. You know, it's becoming more well known that there's a situation called autism, and so it's just a matter of increased diagnosis. It's not a matter of actual increase in the problem, which is insane. But what is their plan? Why, as reported in the New York Times, they want to change the definition of autism. And it's very strange because autism is actually in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is the book that they use to diagnose mental disorders, i.e. psychiatric disorders. But what they want to do is basically eliminate some of the categories, especially Asperger's syndrome, because they feel that, you know, this lower level of autism, where the children usually are able to talk and they're not as severely disabled. As a matter of fact, many of them are actually savants, very intelligent about one particular area. But they want to basically take those children out, the higher functioning children, and that's their plan. And that's going to be how they actually decrease the rate of autism, because once they take those children out of the study or out of the reporting for quote-unquote autism, then, of course, they'll have less children with autism. And that's their plan. And there was another article in the paper on the 5th of April talking about rare gene mutations found to heighten the risk of autism. You know, they're always blaming us. Well, first of all, as I said, vaccinations actually cause mutation of DNA. As a matter of fact, as they're putting more and more animal parts into vaccines, they're actually creating chimeras, combination of human and animal hybrids, and they're actually devolving the human race. That's what they're doing. But they're just basically trying to blame the parents' genes. As a matter of fact, in this one particular study, they're linking the father's age to an increased chance of a disorder. And of course, you know, they can say anything they want to say because their scientific research is totally fraudulent. As I say all the time, when they're doing research, unless you have two cloned animals that eat the same thing, drink the same water, breathe the same air, as a matter of fact, even get the same amount of attention from their handler, you cannot determine anything. Is basically something that's causing something else. In this case, they'd have to have, you know, an animal that ate all the same stuff and all those things, and only had a difference of a mutation in order to truly say that it came from Dad, and it was because Dad's age was higher. They just make this stuff up. And but it's always a genetic thing. Sometimes they do say that, you know, genetics is involved, and then there's an environmental factor. Well, what's the only thing that's changed in all these years, especially since they introduced the measles vaccine? The measles vaccine, that's the only thing that's changed. That's when the epidemic started. And very interestingly, the one study they refused to do is to compare vaccinated children to unvaccinated children, because unvaccinated children don't get autism. And this has been proven in various communities. Chiropractors, as a rule, I've never met a chiropractor that vaccinates their child. The Seventh-day Adventists, the Amish, we have many different communities that don't vaccinate. And the only time a child shows up with autism in one of those communities is if the child is adopted and got vaccinated before the adoption. And as I said, my protocol does reverse autism. I reversed over 4,000 cases of autism in the last 15 years, as well as all kinds of other vaccine-induced diseases. So the good news is that the situation can be reversed. You're not allowed to use the cure word. And as a matter of fact, it's illegal to use the cure word unless you're using big pharma drugs, which, of course, cures nothing. But that's how corrupt it has become. So just be aware of these things, and please tell others that you know. You know, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make them drink. My own family doesn't listen to me. I don't waste my time on people that aren't willing to check things out for themselves. But you could save a life or a life of severe disability or suffering by telling them to just check things out for themselves. As I said, I've been researching this for 15 years, and I have a mountain of documents taking up an entire storage depot about all these things I mentioned. I don't talk about anything unless I can prove it. Okay, we have another article that's actually on VacTruth.com, another site that has a lot of good vaccine articles, although they constantly promote Andrew Wakefield, which I have a problem with because he's too cowardly to say that vaccines are bad. He just says, you know, give a smaller schedule. My answer to that is, yeah, it's better to shoot your children with a revolver instead of an Uzi. But there was an article published, let's see, January 24th of this year, a radical idea paper suggests forcing your children into vaccine trials. So this is another thing they're up to. They actually want to try to get everyone to enroll into a database, even if you exempt your child from vaccines, that you're still going to be involved in a database. And the reason they want to do this is because they want to increase the people, the numbers of people that are participating in quote-unquote vaccine trials. Now, have you noticed, folks, how you're seeing all of these advertisements everywhere about getting involved in a clinical trial for some drug? Well, basically what you're doing is signing up to be an experimental lab rat. And people are doing it. It's just mind-boggling. So they can find out what the drug does to you. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back. This is Dr. Rebecca Carley sitting in for Tim Watson. So let me just continue on. I have so many articles in front of me here that I wanted to mention on the show so that you can start checking out some of these things for yourself. In today's paper, and I only get the Charlotte Observer so I can see what kind of lies they're feeding the sheep, on page 1A there's an article, Pet Care Progress Raises Questions. Healthcare advances such as bone marrow transplants can cost thousands but give owners hope. And yes, in fact, this toxic world of chemo, radiation, and all kinds of other things is now being used on the poor pets as well. And let me just say it again, and you can check it out for yourself. No vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer, including the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil and cervix vaccines, which they allege are being given to young girls in order to prevent cancer. In fact, they're actually causing cancer, infertility, genital warts, all kinds of things. On the Judicial Watch website, they actually have an excellent, I think it's like a 28-page document of the research they've done into this killer vaccine and all the adverse reactions that have been reported, which is only a small fraction of the actual adverse reactions. The CDC admits that only about 1 in 10 adverse vaccine reactions is even reported in the first place. But, of course, do they pull back? Do they say, no, we have to do more research, we have to see if this thing is safe? No, they start saying, now we're going to give it to boys as well. And as a matter of fact, in California, they've already passed a law that children, girls, can be given this vaccine in schools without their parents' consent, without the parent even knowing what's going on. Now, how is this happening? How are schools being turned into clinics? Where they can do whatever they want to the children and not even get the parents' consent to do this. You know, they'll offer the child an iPad or whatever they're giving them, possibly a T-shirt, I don't know. But some bribe to try to get the children to say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Just give me a vaccine and give me my toy. That's what's going on. So definitely check that out. That's one of the most important things you can do to wake up people is tell them to check and see if the vaccine that they're being told to give themselves or their pet or their children have ever been tested to see if they cause cancer, because the answer is no across the board. And sometimes that does get the wheels turning in the brain damaged mind. So that's a very important place that you can start, because the reason they're not testing the vaccine to see if they cause cancer is because they know they cause cancer. As a matter of fact, I have some amazing documents from the Special Virus Cancer Program, which was a program started at Fort Detrick, Maryland, back in the time of Nixon. I have thousands of pages of documents from this program where they're making viruses to cause cancer. In fact, in the August 1972 version, it's called Progress Report Number 9, on page 177, they talk about a study being done at New York Medical College to basically show that breast cancer is one of the most likely forms of cancer to be caused by virus. And, of course, then in June 8th of 2010, there was an article in my local paper where they're talking about making a vaccine for breast cancer, you see. So they didn't actually mention a virus in this article, but no, I'm sorry. Yes, they did. They say less than 1 million has been allocated for breast cancer virus studies from the National Institutes of Health. Now, I'm sure this went over people's head. It's like, what? What are you talking about? Viruses to cause breast cancer? Yeah, because they're making these things. And that's what you have to realize. They're making viruses to cause cancer. As a matter of fact, I suspect that the human papillomavirus was created in the laboratory as well. And in case you don't know, there are 1,300 biowarfare laboratories just in the United States alone. And we're paying for this, people. All these viruses that are emerging, all these emerging bad things, bacteria, all these different things, they're emerging from laboratories. They're making this stuff. It's part of the depopulation agenda. But let me get back to this article about the pets. Because it just amazes me when I learn things about this. They're talking about how many pet owners now are spending huge amounts of money, up to $25,000. This one owner paid for his dog to get treatment at the local veterinary clinic here in North Carolina, at North Carolina State, because the dog had cancer. And can you imagine paying $25,000, this dog that had lymphoma? And guess what? She allegedly, Tina the dog, was allegedly cured of lymphoma, but developed liver cancer about 9 months after returning home and soon died. So $25,000, 9 months later, the dog is dead. Now, of course, what I always tell people is, you know, chemo and radiation causes cancer. As a matter of fact, I was hoping that the whole Fukushima thing would wake up a lot of people because, of course, they're talking about the, you know, danger of people in Japan getting cancer. Of course, now we've got the plume. It's already on the California coast. We're all getting radiated from what happened at Fukushima. But, of course, they're telling people that this is a cancer danger. And then they're telling people to get radiation for cancer. So as a way to try to wake people up, you know, I say, well, why do you have to pay for radiation? Just take a trip to Fukushima. Go hang out in Japan for a couple weeks, you know. If radiation gets rid of cancer, I can't imagine where to go to get more radiation. And sometimes, you know, things like this gets people's minds churning. Just like I also say, well, if more vaccines are better, then why don't we just all have, you know, IV bags hooked up to us 24/7 and get infused with viruses round the clock? You know, that will really protect us. But anyways, this article was amazing to see what the money that people are spending, between $10,000 and $25,000 for chemo, radiation, all kinds of things for their pets, including hospice care. You know, what a joke, hospice care for a pet. Basically, you know, hospice means giving you pain medication until you stop breathing. I was amazed to see they now have specialists in feline geriatric medicine. And I'm sure they have a specialist in canine geriatric medicine as well, feline, of course, being cats. And in this article, also, they're talking about canine dementia. Canine dementia, how do you diagnose dementia in a dog? And as I said, aluminum and mercury cause Alzheimer's disease. Mercury causing autism is one of the biggest scams out there. And the reason they put that scam out there was so that they could tell people, well, we've taken most of the mercury out of vaccines, and you see the autism rate continues to climb, so it wasn't from the mercury. That is actually true. It's not from the mercury. It's from the measles virus itself. The measles virus is very similar in structure to something called myelin basic protein, which covers all the nerves in the central nervous system and peripheral nervous system. Almost all nerves have the sheath on it, and this sheath acts as an insulator, much like the plastic coating on an electrical cord. And if the antibodies that are made because you're injected with live measles virus actually go after the myelin sheath, because they're very similar in structure, you're getting holes poked in the myelin sheath, therefore you're not getting proper conduction in the nerves, and the only thing that determines what symptoms you get is what part of the nervous system is affected. And so that's what actually causes autism, which, as I said, is a name change from subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. And that's why I was very shocked to find out this Dr. Andrew Wakefield from England. You hear about him all the time. Poor Andrew Wakefield, he lost his medical license because he did this study documenting the measles virus in the guts of, I think it was like 20 children. And so they went after him for that. I actually met him at a conference a decade ago. I told him what autism is. It's not the measles virus in the gut causing a problem. It's the measles virus in the brain. And, of course, he was too afraid to go down that road. And so he continues to talk about the vaccine and his gut problem. But now he's doing a monkey study, giving animals vaccines and blaming their problems on the mercury. Very suspicious. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back. And we're back with the last segment of the show. This is Dr. Carly sitting in for Tim Watson. As I said, please listen to What's Ailing America today at 3 p.m. on this network. My guest today will be Deanna Spingola of Spingola Speaks, talking about the Hollow Hoax. So I hope you'll tune in for that show as well. Getting back to this Andrew Wakefield, what I consider becoming more and more obvious as a minion. It's really amazing. On the ageofautism.com site, there's actually an article, Blockbuster Primate Study Shows Significant Harm from One Birth Dose of a Mercury-Containing Vaccine. And this is an obvious example of totally fraudulent research from the get-go. Now, as I said, Andrew Wakefield talks about finding measles virus in the gut of autistic children. Of course, measles virus can be in the gut of any vaccinated children. He only looked at about 20 or so children that had autism. But let me make it very clear that the MMR vaccine has never had mercury. So what does he do? He designed this study where he gave hepatitis B vaccine, which does have mercury in it, to these poor monkeys, and then evaluated them. Male macaques, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, and determined that these poor monkeys vaccinated with a hepatitis B vaccine took more than twice as long as unexposed monkeys to acquire different standardized skills that are typically used to measure infant brain development. And so basically, his conclusion is that it was the mercury in the vaccine that caused the problem. He doesn't even mention the hepatitis B virus in the vaccine. He's basically concluding that it was the thimerosal in Merck's Recombavax hepatitis B vaccine, which caused the damage to the monkeys. Now, as I always say, it's always the big picture. Yes, mercury is very bad for the nervous system. Mercury actually kills nerve cells. And there's an excellent YouTube out of the University of Calgary showing what happens when nerve cells are exposed to mercury. They shrivel up and die. And when you add aluminum to the mix, this is what causes Alzheimer's disease. And yes, mercury is bad. It shouldn't be injected into any living thing. But like I said, it just blew my mind that here this guy who has been talking about measles virus in the guts of autistic children develops a study. Why didn't he inject the monkeys with the MMR vaccine? Why did he switch it over to the hepatitis B, which does have thimerosal, and then totally ignore the viruses and other toxins in the vaccine and just blame it on the mercury? You know, this is obvious research fraud. And what I suspect is going on is that since they did take away his license, because he did get a lot of attention and supposedly the rate of vaccination decreased in the UK after he came out with his study, and they made him redact his study, and they still went after his medical license because, you see, he actually was over the target. It's the viruses, okay? Even though he's talking about the viruses in the gut, obviously nobody's doing brain biopsies to find out how many viruses are attacking the brain through this autoimmune reaction against the myelin sheath. But there's other tests you can do as well. There's measles antibody and anti-myelin antibody, that tests that can be done. And I've had a few clients who have had these tests done. And in fact, even though they say that there's no test for autism, that is the test for autism. And I have documented in my clients who have had that study done before they did my protocol, and then they do the protocol, and then the anti-myelin antibodies are gone. So I've had quite a few people that have done that. So basically, that's proof not only that the anti-myelin antibodies are causing the problem, but also because the children get better and then the antibodies are gone. I also just want to mention it's not just the measles virus. As I said before, these viruses have to be grown on tissue. And depending on what kind of tissue they put in your vaccine, of course, more and more vaccines are now being made out of aborted fetal cells. So this is one of the things they're using aborted fetuses for, to grow viruses to make vaccines. And, of course, there's no way to separate the virus from the tissue cells. So depending on what you're injected with, if you're injected with, you know, some human nervous tissue, which, by the way, that's cannibalism, or some other animal's nervous tissue, and your body develops antibodies against the nervous tissue, those antibodies will cross-react and then attack your nervous tissue. Or your your thyroid gland or your pancreas or whatever the case may be. It just depends on what the tissue cells being injected into you are. And as I said, the rabies package insert actually admits that. Amazing to see, but it's true for all vaccines. And so this is what you have to realize, folks. If you go to drcarly.com, I wrote a paper called Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, Causing an Epidemic of Genocide. On that website, you can find that paper, which I update every couple of years. And in that paper, I explain the actual corruption that occurs to the body by the injection of viruses. And basically, what it comes down to is all of us, and I'm including pets as well, have something very important for proper immune system functioning. It's called secretory IgA, which is an antibody that's present in the upper respiratory and GI tracts. So when you're exposed to a virus, especially, say, little children that are outside playing or somebody coughs and sneezes on them or whatever, and you breathe it in or you have something and you put it in your mouth, that's the first thing that is exposed to the viruses, and that's what gets the proper immune system functioning going, which ends up leading to lifelong natural immunity, where you may get, you know, a certain condition. You might get the measles. You might have a few eruptions in your skin. Of course, if you take colloidal silver, and there's also homeopathics for measles as well, you'll have almost no problems with the eruptions of the vesicles, as they're called, but you will get lifelong natural immunity. When you are injected directly into your bloodstream from a needle, the secretory IgA is bypassed. And that's the reason that the viruses can't ever get out of your body. As a matter of fact, once they're injected into you in that way, colloidal silver is not going to be enough. You have to do certain homeopathic remedies, and that's what I teach people how to do, because it can actually get into the very DNA structure. But basically, they're giving this fake immunity where you're just getting lots of antibodies produced, the T cells, the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to go around and gobble up the bacteria and viruses that are coated with the antibody. That part of the immune system is pretty much paralyzed because they're putting aluminum and other what they call adjuvants in the vaccines to get the B cells to go crazy and just make all this antibody. And that's the reason that the children are basically ending up with chronic infections. As I said, the only way I know of to get the viruses out that are injected into you is with homeopathy. So this whole thing is a total scam. And I actually have hundreds of research papers that you never hear about. There's actually quite a few on vactruth.com. That you can read about, especially in regards to subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. These things have been reported, but somehow, you know, the Centers for Disease Creation just keeps on saying, no, they just don't know. It's got to be, you know, the genes and maybe something in the environment. But, of course, vaccines have been ruled out. You know, that's what they claim. A bigger lie has never been told. And that's my goal and my mission is to cause the death of medicine. These monsters have to be stopped. It's just so disgusting what doctors have become. Basically, agents of biowarfare. And they're not helping anybody. They're just giving toxic drugs, which then, of course, makes side effects. And then you get more and more toxic drugs, and it never ends. As a matter of fact, there was an article in the paper. There's a couple, Joe and Terry Graydon, G-R-A-E-D-O-N. And they write this column, People's Pharmacy. And they also have a show, on National Public Radio, NPR. And sometimes they give some good information. They don't talk too much about natural things. Occasionally they'll mention something. But they did publish this article entitled, Gout Drug Leads to Agonizing Death. And this is something all of you definitely have to check for when you're checking out the side effects of your medication. As I said, go to any search engine. I like Start Page because they don't track you. Put in the name of your medication hyphen side effects. Read and see what they admit to. There's something called Stevens-Johnson syndrome, where basically your skin sloughs off. and you end up with no skin. And this guy ended up in the ICU, and of course, he was dead 8 weeks. So, what a way to go, folks. And this was taking bout drug allopurinol. Okay, there's the music. I'll be back in 2 hours on What's Ailing America. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the top...